Our scripture is Isaiah 41 through 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed and that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, I'm feeling an all too familiar feeling this last week. Maybe y'all know what I'm talking about. It's the kind of feeling that I tend to get every year about this time. It tends to be a similar exhilaration that I get when I go to Silver Dollar City. Our family has season passes to Steal Your Dollar City. We especially enjoy at this time of the year the Christmas lights, the great shows. Now my girls, they tend to love the roller coasters. I tend to tolerate the roller coasters as best as I can. If I could say that I had a favorite, my favorite would be Wildfire. You're familiar with Wildfire. It's a relatively short ride. It does the 4 or 5 loop thing. It's got that typical big first hill that you go up and then you fall down for 10 straight stories screaming at the top of your lungs. And the exhilaration I'm talking about is the exhilaration of going up that hill, right? You're just waiting, you're waiting, and then you plummet straight down and like 4 loops and the ride's done, right? Like it kind of seems like it finishes that quickly. That's how I feel right now with Christmas, right? I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and now December feels like it's just going way too quick, right? Like it's all just unraveling, and it doesn't feel like it's slowing down, and I can see the end of the ride coming in the distance. Can you kind of see the end coming? Is anyone else having a similar exhilaration this year with Christmas? Just feels like it's coming. And so today's our second Sunday of Advent. The second Sunday's come. We lit the second candle on the Advent wreath in response to that. The second candle is the peace candle. This morning I want to talk to us about how we can have more peace in this season when it really feels a lot like wildfire for most of us, many of us. Not only that, it can also carry with it some difficult emotions and challenges just this time of the year. That's why we've got our Blue Christmas service coming up. And so all this can leave us feeling emotionally like we've been on a roller coaster as well. You know, that emotional roller coaster that we're all familiar with. This morning, Isaiah chapter 40 is where we will find our rest. It is God's word to us, his very own instruction on how we can enter into his peace, which is what we desire. And so these words were originally spoken to the Jewish people at a point in their lives where they were living out stuff that was much harder than what most of us are living out. For those of you today who have experienced a horrible death and loss in your past, I mean, you can empathize with the people that first heard Isaiah chapter 40. For those of you today who feel like you have too much to do and too little time, you can empathize with these folks. For those of you who feel like there's enough money in the bank to provide everything for everybody you'd like to do this season, you can kind of empathize with what's going on in Isaiah chapter 40. The Jewish people who first received the prophetic word of Isaiah, they were a hurting, sad, overwhelmed, poor people. They had experienced all these things because their great city, Jerusalem, had been destroyed by the Babylonians. But God was about to prove to them that he was big enough to be their provision at their lowest point in their entire people group had experienced. And today, our God is big enough to be your provision too. He is the source of peace for those who desire it today. Isaiah 40 provides God's people with some helpful reminders. Things that they probably have heard before but had gotten distracted from, which happens to the best of us, right? I mean, that's most of our lives. We all have a tendency to get distracted from the peace that God has made available to us through him. It's God's nature to provide such things, which is what we see happening at the very beginning of our reading. The very first words out of Isaiah chapter 40 is comfort. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sins has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all of her sin. The word comfort makes me think of a small child who has gone into hysterics, a child who is crying and upset, who is afraid, who does not feel safe in their environment, a child who has possibly been left by their mother or father with people that they do not know. Well, a lot of this very scenario, I spoke about back in August when we were here and new moms and dads were bringing their kids into ABC, our preschool, and dropping them off. And you could hear hysterical children all day long from the office. But then I imagine a mother or a father coming back into that place, scooping the child up into their arms, consoling the child, comforting the child, calming the child. Interestingly, our passage in Isaiah ends with a very similar example. It said this, it said, "He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young." The great shepherd of the sheep, consoling the little lambs, gently leading mothers who are leading their little sheep. It is the desire of the great shepherd to bring peace to his flock. It's in the way that he speaks to his sheep. It's in the words that he uses. It's in his inflection when he speaks to them. The way that he holds them close to his heart. Our Father's patience with us when we struggle. Sheep of God's fold, the church has a message to proclaim to you today. There are those of you who are old enough now, you aren't going to throw yourself onto the ground in an emotional, hysterical, crying fit, but you may feel that way inside. You may feel like that's what you would like to do. Because perhaps you struggle with feelings of inadequacy, or you feel like you aren't enough, or like you're too much. You feel lost and hopeless. You feel separated from a parent who was a source of comfort to you. And so this morning, enter into the arms of the great shepherd. Receive comfort from the one who stitched you together in the womb. Fall into the arms and experience the peaceful rest that he wants to provide. He is going to take care of you. You are safe with him. This is Isaiah's words. It is the church's words. It is God's words of comfort for you this morning. Isaiah goes on from offering God's people comfort to offering them a simple reminder. And it's a simple reminder about, our limitations and your limitations, my limitations. Now, most people don't like to hear about their limitations. I know I don't. Limitations tend to feel confining. They can feel like loss. And yet being sober-minded about your limitations can provide you with a sense of peace this morning. Isaiah said to the people of God, he said, "All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever." Now, not quite an encouraging image. Not like the great shepherd gathering us into his arms, placing us next to his beating heart. Withering grass, petals falling off a flower, but God's word stands forever. This season can make you feel like you just can't possibly get it all done, because you can't. Because you can't possibly get all done that maybe you feel like you want to get done. You can't buy every Christmas gift you would like to. You can't give to every opportunity the church presents you with. And we present you with many opportunities to give here over the season. And it's not just us. It's all the people in our community. You can't make every event or Christmas theme party that you'd like to make. There's just too many and you have too little time. Friends, you are a limited resource. Unlike God, you have a beginning and an end of what you are able to do. This is why it tends to help to sometimes stop and ask yourself, what are my priorities right now? I'm not God. I'm like grass in a field. I'm like petals on a flower. And so, what do I want to prioritize to give to this year? You know, what are those things that God's laid upon my heart? Who do I want to prioritize to give to this year? Who do I feel like I want to support in that way this year? excuse me. What will I say no to in order to build in space for Advent peace and calmness that I kind of want to have, but I just haven't experienced yet? How am I going to find that space? Because sometimes you forget that your energy is not a limited resource that can be actually replenished more quickly when your tank doesn't go completely empty, when you actually make time to restore and renew yourself. Church, much of the chaos or angst or even unfocused working that we tend to do can happen because we haven't connected to the source of our peace. Instead of living into peaceful priorities, we can be like a chicken with its head cut off, if you're familiar with that image. Don't choose that. Don't choose that. Choose to keep your head on your shoulders, right? Or better yet, let God's voice help direct you in your being, in your doing, in your resting, the resting you may need. The voice of God is available for those who will seek it out. Isaiah refers several times to the voice of God calling out, not in the cities, not in the hustle and the bustle of people moving about and doing all the things. Isaiah said the voice of God is in the wilderness, in the desert. I'm just going to hold on to this. He said, "A voice of one calling, in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it." I hate to say this. I think one of the great tragedies of having the Bible, if there's a tragedy of having the Bible, is that we think God has done all the talking he wants to do. People heard from him once, it got written down, and now it's over. and so we assume that his voice used to be very audible back then, like he used to speak very loud, and that's why people tended to write it down, was because they heard from him in that way. But perhaps it wasn't audible. And perhaps God is still speaking to people today the same way that he spoke to people 3,000 years ago. But we don't stop long enough to listen, and we lack the courage to say, today, I felt God say something new to me. This also reminds me of something Jesus once said in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Those who stop searching for God will not hear the voice. But those who find the door and those who knock on the door will then hear the voice on the other side that answers. Those who hear the voice will know his peace. In the Gospel of John, Jesus also said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The great shepherd, he calls out to you this morning. He knows your troubles. He knows your hardships. He knows you're busy. He knows you have much to do and much to get done before December 25th. But he has a gift for you. And he would like you to stop and receive this gift. What will you do? What choice will you make today? He desires to gather you into his arms and to comfort you. Will you wrestle yourself out of his grasp, or will you settle into his embrace? He has a word for you, but do you want to hear it right now? Do you have time to hear it? Is your world too loud? Is your world too busy? The Prince of Peace, he is on his way. Prepare the way for him. Make straight paths for him. Make every mountain and hill low. Make the rough ground level in your life. He is coming, and he brings the gift of peace. His gift is for you. Will you receive it? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the gift of peace. Lord, it is always available to us. You always have outstretched arms. You are the great shepherd who desires to hold your lambs close to his beating heart that we might be comforted. Lord, for the spirit this morning that is at unrest and that is struggling, that has great tension, great fear, great shepherd, would you hold us close? Would you comfort that sheep and bring peace into our hearts? It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.